It had been a demand for years that Army Math be off campus, that we felt that what Army Math did was the mathematics behind very sophisticated computer warfare that was going on in Vietnam. They designed weapons that were designed for the purpose of killing and maiming as many people on the ground without putting American troops at risk. And we felt that that mission to design those weapons was incompatible with a peaceful learning environment, and that Army Math should leave campus. And that demand had been made and ignored for years. I think what it's important to realize is that there were dozens, probably hundreds, maybe thousands of Carl Armstrongs out there. There were fire bombings constantly. There were probably hundreds of fire bombings a year at that time. There was, you know, trashing going on constantly. It was inevitable that Army Math was going to be blown up, and I think everybody knew it. And it was not surprising that it happened, and it was not out of context when it happened. I lived on Dayton Street when the bomb went off, and it woke me up. I was probably close to a mile away. It was a tremendous explosion, and said to somebody else, "What was that?" And he said, "It was the Capitol. Go back to sleep," which I thought was sort of ironic, but it shows how inevitable this all was, that things had escalated to such a point. The violence was so intense on both sides that it was inevitable that something big was going to happen, and it just happened to be those people in that building in that day that was the big event. But if it hadn't been that, it was going to be something else.